My name is Suzanne Monk, and I am the Federal Trade Commission's Chief Counsel for Intellectual Property. I am also the Deputy Director of its Office of Policy Planning. And together with my colleagues, we are very grateful that you have joined us today. I'd like to express special gratitude to our panelists who have traveled from all over the United States to join us. And I am looking forward to a very productive session. Tomorrow, we will be joined by United States Patent and Trademark Office Commissioner for Patents, Drew Hirschfeld, and the Acting Chief PTAB Judge, Scott Bolick. I want to highlight that point because I believe that the PTO and the FTC have worked together in every hearing that we have held to look at issues at the intersection of antitrust and intellectual property. I think that's very important because one of the themes that you'll hear, particularly from this morning's panel, is that innovation is complex. It requires a number of steps from idea to development to commercialization. Intellectual property policy also is complex. It does not happen through the work of only the FTC or only other agencies. We all come together to make sure that we are looking for policies that do the best job of promoting innovation and protecting U.S. consumers. Tomorrow afternoon, we will close with remarks from Commissioner Rebecca Kelly Slaughter. I think that is particularly interesting because Commissioner Slaughter played a role in the development of the America Invents Act. So why is the FTC examining innovation and intellectual property policy? Well, as we've said for a number of years, innovation benefits consumers through the development of new products, processes, and services that improve lives and address unmet needs. Innovation rights are vital to the U.S. economy. In 2016, the U.S. government reported that IP-intensive industries support at least 45 million U.S. jobs and contribute more than $6 trillion to, or slightly more than 38%, of U.S. gross domestic product. For more than 20 years, the FTC has used its policy and enforcement tools to engage with issues at the intersection of antitrust and intellectual property. We have convened hearings such as this to look at the role of patent quality, to look at the role of antitrust in promoting innovation. We have looked at the IP marketplace and remedies issues, and we have looked at more specific issues such as patent assertion entities and other IP concerns. Through that work, we have issued reports, drafted amicus briefs, contributed to policy discussions among interagency groups, and I want to highlight that point because you might think, how is what I am doing here today, sitting here today, going to contribute to the overall policy dialogue? And I think that if you go back and you look at the FTC's reports, you can see a direct link from what panelists say on the dais to the FTC's summary of those panel positions, to recommendations, to supporting our colleagues in the Solicitor General's office when it comes to address those issues before the Supreme Court. So there's a real trend from what we're doing here today to overall policy. Now, we shouldn't sit on our laurels. When Chairman Simons convened these overall hearings, he noted that a fundamental characteristic of a strong institution is a willingness to engage with new ideas, and in our case, changes in markets and business-to-business and business-to-consumer relationships. This decade has brought several changes to intellectual property laws in the United States. So it is an opportune time to explore the role of intellectual property in promoting innovation. For example, the America Invents Act was signed into law in 2011. The AIA is the most significant legislative change to the patent system since the Patent Act of 1952. It moved the United States from a first-to-invent system to a first-to-file system. It established new procedures to challenge issued patents, and it authorized the USPTO director to set its own fees. Within the last 10 years, we've also seen several significant cases from the Supreme Court. These decisions have affected a wide range of issues, from patent eligibility to fee shifting, from claim construction to venue, and myriad other issues. On the copyright side, parties continue to examine the application of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, licensing issues, and the fair use doctrine. Content models are shifting from downloading to streaming. With Chairman Simon's objective in mind, we have gathered expert panels of academics, economists, and industry members to explore key questions at the intersection of innovation and intellectual property. This morning, we will hear from a panel of expert academics who will talk about the role of government in promoting innovation and the various ways that patents are used in different industries. I think you'll hear that there's not a homogeneous approach. Our second panel this morning will turn to business considerations. I'm thrilled that we've been able to assemble a group of practitioners to talk about the role of innovation in business decisions, particularly in early stage investment and venture capital issues. Then this afternoon, we'll move to the FTC's first copyright panel. We've noticed over time a shift to copyright issues, and it's time for us to stop and ask, what's the relationship between competition issues and copyright issues? So we will be surveying an expert panel this afternoon. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, we'll begin with a keynote from Commissioner Hirschfeld. Then we will move into an exploration of emerging issues in patent quality and patent litigation. We will have a panel of trade associations who will talk to us about how these changes have affected their members. One reason why we decided to collect trade associations in that panel is that we wanted to make sure that we were reaching the broadest sector of markets. Finally, we will close with a panel of economists exploring the literature in this space and policy changes of which the FTC should be aware. Finally, we will close with keynote remarks from Commissioner Slaughter. As you listen today, please think about questions that you have. We will have people walking through the audience to take your questions. They can come up to us. We also are trying to be very open in collecting public comments in this space. A number of you have submitted public comments already. I have read each of them and thought of them as we began to develop today's program. The public comment period for this hearing will close on December 21st. Now, before I begin the substantive program, I'd like to cover a few administrative matters. If an emergency occurs, please follow the instructions over the building's PA system. If we need to evacuate the building, please leave in an orderly manner through the 7th Street exit. After leaving the building, please turn left and proceed down 7th Street across E Street to the FTC Emergency and Assembly Area. Please remain there until instructed to return to the building. If you've received an FTC's visitor's badge, we reuse those. Please turn that into the staff when you leave the building. And if you notice any suspicious activity, please alert building security. For lunch, there's a cafeteria in the building at the other end of this floor. It will close at 3 p.m. Restrooms are located just around the hall. And please be advised that this event is photographed and webcast and recorded, with huge thanks to our amazing tech team. By participating in this event, you are agreeing that your image and anything you say or submit may be posted indefinitely at ftc.gov or one of the FTC's social media sites. The webcast recording, as well as a transcript of these proceedings, will be available on the FTC's webpage shortly after this event. If you have any other questions, please feel free to reach out to me or any of my FTC colleagues. We are here to help and very, very grateful that you have joined us either in person or via webcast. So with that, I will take my seat and introduce the panel. I am so excited for today, so excited for the discussion, and I'm just thrilled that you're all here. Thank you very much.